Watcher, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. If I may, I'll make the rash assumption that we can never hear enough different versions of Ella singing Mack the Knife.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. We'd like to do our number one hit for you now. Oh, the shock and hurdy-dee-dee-dear. And he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mack he dear. Scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mack he dear? So there's not a trace of red on a sidewalk. On a Sunday morning lies a body.
Mack the Knife, music by Kurt Weill, lyrics by Bertolt Brecht. Those were the German lyrics, of course. English lyrics, Mark Blitzstein. As Ella told us, it was a big, big hit for her. Her live Berlin version is her most famous, and it tended to stay in her book forever after that. This is from an Amsterdam concert, Feb 81. Lou Levy piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Wilfred Middlebrooks on bass, and Gus Johnson drums. This album is called the 1961 Amsterdam concert. No surprise there. But there are two bonus tracks on this CD reissue, and they are from a 53 gig of hers at Carnegie Hall. Listening to Ella always makes me feel better. Hope she has that same effect on you too. Annoyingly, I'm not going to tell you anything about this next song. Leave it to you to work out. Come Rain or Come Shine by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, but even they may have struggled to work out what was happening there. Recorded in the Music Barn, Lenox, Massachusetts, in June 58. That was tenor man Jimmy Giuffre. And that's it. He multitracked. Job done. Giuffre, after a stint in big bands, Jimmy Dorsey, Buddy Rich, and most notably Woody Herman, struck out on his own, initially as a trio, with guitarist Jim Hall and bassist Ralph Penner. That was in 56. But the following year, he replaced Penner with trombonist Bob Brookmeyer in a rather unusual but very successful trio. Most of this Cherry Red album focuses on their time together. It's called The Swamp People. Well worth a listen. Piano solo time. That's from a double CD called The Monk and Ellington Sessions by pianist Howard Riley, Feb 94, here in London. Howard Riley generously acknowledges the debt he owes to those two great pianists and composers. Interesting playing this double CD right through to hear the similarities in the works of Monk and Ellington. No huge surprise there, given that Monk was heavily influenced by the Duke. And that was the Monk Compo Off Minor, also known as What Now. Huddersfield-born Howard Riley studied at the University of Wales and Indiana University and, finally, York University. He started playing jazz at 13, a very talented pianist and composer. It's a drummer-led number next. Thank you. And that's for all you drummers. The LP, recorded June 73, is called Kwanzaa. And, as I'm sure you well know, that's Swahili for the first. It's the first outing for drummer Albert Tutti Heath as a leader, the first for him as a composer, and the first for the three Heath brothers together. Jimmy Heath, flute here, tenor and soprano elsewhere on the album, Percy Heath, bass. Curtis Fuller is also there on trombone, Ted Dunbar guitar, Kenny Barron piano. That song was called Dunia, Swahili for earthy, influenced by Abdullah Ibrahim. The CD reissue of the original LP has a bonus track. It's a piano solo, incongruously from 8 years later, but it's a great blues.
Thank you.
I think I've already told you pretty much everything. Pianist Kenny Barron with his own combo Wazuri Blues, Feb 81. I only saw the three Heath brothers live together once. It was a quartet, the three veteran Heaths and a young pianist called Jeb Patton, who more than kept pace with the three experienced brothers. Here he is, leading his own trio. We'll be right back. the still young Jeb Patton, recorded in New York in the first half of 2014. The album is half a piano-based drums trio, and the other half, it grows to a quintet and even sextet. That was the Horace Silver compo Cool Eyes. There's another Horace Silver song on this album, Juicy Lucy, plus four Jeb Patton originals, and the rest are jazz standards. David Wong is on bass, Lewis Nash drums on that song, but, believe it or not, Albert Tutti Heath on drums on some of them. I'm amazed that the super-talented Jeb Patton hasn't made more albums. So full marks to Corey Weed's Cell Alive label for this rare recording by him. It's time for a vocal.
I won't kiss your hand, madam. Crazy for you though I am. I'll never woo you on bended knee. No, madam. Not me. We don't need that flowery fuss.
No, sir.
Madam, not for us. My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by.
No month of May, no twinkling stars,
no hide away, no soft guitars. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need. Portugal, I'm gonna court you good. Ancient Rome will paint anew.
No,
life will be cheerier on Lake Superior. I would begin to.
We don't need no
high. I'm gonna corner you in California.
No,
any old place with you.
My romance
from old Virginia,
need a castle.
Halifax,
no,
I'm gonna mania for Pennsylvania.
Even riding
in the London hat.
Wide awake,
I'll call each dude
I can make
you like
in
Budapest or far Peru.
My romance,
I'll go to hell for your old Philadelphia.
My romance doesn't need a thing. My romance doesn't need.
You, my romance doesn't need a thing but you.
A medley of My Romance from the 35 film Jumbo and Ennio Place With You from the 1919 show A Lonely Romeo, and both Rodgers and Hart compos. Ian Shaw is the leader and singer on this September 94 recording at Ronnie Scott's club. It was an empty club, they just used it as a recording venue. Mary Wilson is the guest vocalist on that song. Adrian York on piano, and he did all the arrangements. Guy Barker on trumpet, Mornington Lockett on tenor, Ian Bellamy also on tenor, Tim Wells bass, and Mark Fletcher drums. Ian Shaw is a very gifted pianist, but doesn't seem to play as much these days, but still does in smaller groups, having just said that. It's Ellingtonia time, but this LP has been recorded very quietly, so I'll have to push it up to full volume.
Thank you.
I do hope that sounded okay at your end. Why on earth did they record it so, so quietly? Hmm, is my only comment. Clarinetist Jimmy Hamilton joined the Ellington Band in 43 and stayed there for 25 years, to 1968, obviously. He was one of the first big new names to replace an established veteran. In Jimmy's case, it was Barney Bigard. Yes, I must add, for Ellington addicts, Chauncey Horton filled Barney Bigard's chair for 6 months, but it was Hamilton that changed the way the clarinet was used in the Ellington Band, as he played a cooler style than the extroverted New Orleans style of Bigard. Jimmy made only a small handful of albums as a leader, being more than content with his big band work. This is one of those rarish examples, recorded late 54 and called Sweet But Hot. Inevitably, there's a smattering of Ellingtonians in the shape of trumpeter Clark Terry and bassist Oscar Pettiford, plus Barry Galbraith guitar, Sidney Gross rhythm guitar and Ozzie Johnson drums. That was Blues for Clarinet, a Hamilton original. There's a new box set of Oscar Peterson's Exclusively for My Friends series of recordings. Many Oscar Peterson devotees regard his Exclusively for My Friends LPs to be amongst his very finest recordings. In Villingen in the Black Forest in Germany, the concerts were more like soirees, made in the private recording studio in the substantial villa of Hans-Jörg Brunner-Schlür, just his family and a few close friends. So a very relaxed atmosphere, and Peterson and his trio return there many times to record. The reason I bought this box set was the promise of two whole CDs worth of so-called lost tapes. The original LPs were supplemented by an LP's worth of lost tapes. So I bought the set really for a single CD, but now I've discovered I already have those songs as well. Ho-hum, it's good to have the CDs too. Peterson piano, of course, Ray Brown bass and Ed Thigpen drums. For me, the best ever Peterson trio. Ray Brown wrote that song, Gravy Waltz, and it was recorded May 65. Here's a Joni Mitchell song. Roses Blue, written by Joni Mitchell, and here recorded in December 97 by the Dave Douglas Quartet. Douglas is the trumpeter and a keen fan of Joni Mitchell, citing Joni's least commercial album, Mingus, as his fave of all time. Bill Carruthers on piano, James Genus bass and Billy Hart drums. There's a new double LP out of previously unreleased Lucky Thompson numbers. Thank you. This new, as in 2015 released double LP, is on the Sonorama label and called Four Brothers, simply because there are three tenors and one baritone, rather than for any connection to Woody Herman's Second Herd, which of course had that same lineup and made famous the term Four Brothers. This 1960 concert is in Hamburg, and it's a truly international lineup. Lucky Thompson on tenor is American, but spent many, many years based out of Paris. Barney Willen, also tenor, was born in France, grew up in the US, then 5 years in Africa, and back to France and Switzerland. The third tenor is the Dane Bent Jadig. The German Helmut Brandt is on baritone. Roland Kovac, piano, is Austrian, and once sang with the Vienna Boys Choir. Larry Atwell on guitar comes from Trinidad via the UK and Denmark. Bassist Jürgen Ellers is from Germany, and drummer Rudy Pronk, Indonesia. Yeah, that's international. That was I Surrender, Dear, written by, as I read it the first time, Barry Harris, which confused me, as I know Bing Crosby recorded it as far back as 1931. It's not Barry Harris, it's Harry Barris. Huh. Who's sorry now? Sorry now. Well, me, actually, having had to call the AA out after I so stupidly put the wrong fuel in my car, and not for the first time. So annoying, but that was George Rhodes on piano on the first of only two albums he made as a leader, and then he seemed to vanish from the scene. Recorded New York, June 56, with Skeeter Best on guitar, Carl Pruitt bass and Jimmy Crawford drums. This LP is on the Groove label, a subsidiary of RCA. Talking of grooves... We'll be right back. Hallelujah, I Love Her So, written by the genius Ray Charles, with Richard Groove Holmes on the Hammond organ, Gene Edwards guitar, Leroy Henderson drums, recorded in LA in 61, and that's from a rather crackly Pacific Jazz LP. I hope the occasional pop and wheeze didn't spoil your enjoyment of it. I'm rushing now to squeeze in Phil Woods and the Los Angeles Jazz Orchestra in 2004 at the LAX Four Points Sheraton. The whole concert and the whole resultant album is a tribute to Woody Herman, which has been something of a theme for us this week. It's the Shorty Rogers compo, Man, Don't Be Ridiculous. Originally a feature for one of the real Four Brothers, Serge Chaloff, and that completes an earlier reference. And here's another, it's Phil Woods explaining it.
Zoot Sims told me once that he roomed with Serge Chaloff, and he said one time he got up in the morning, and Serge had a BB gun, you know? They were on like the 10th floor of a building, and Serge was shooting out the window, you know, with a BB gun. And Zoot said, hey, man, you know, you might put somebody's eye out. And Serge said, oh, I can't aim that good.
And as ever, huge, huge thanks for listening. The AA are still flushing out my petrol tank, or rather, my diesel tank full of petrol. And I sincerely hope you can rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care. Keep well.